Right, the Kabbalah section for the Vilna Gaon is going to be a lot bigger than for everybody else. Right, because he puts in every possible carbon that you could, you might be able to bring, because of something you did. Right, so we finished the Olan and the Sachim. Page Lamed Test, you have all kinds of menachos that you could bring. All right, yeah. And he says you should say these psukim every day. Because if you could bring a minchas ma'afei, a minchas ma'achmachvas, a minchas ma'cheshes, a minchas solis, there's all kinds of different menachos. You have to learn mesachas menachos. Right? So any one of these that I might bring today, it's covered. It's amazing. It really gives you a... Now you see why Rav Soloveitchik was a real true brisker. You know, to him, the kachim was like so part of him.
Why?
He wouldn't cry when you read a Sarah Gemalchus in Yom Kippur. You cried when you read about the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Because the briskers are they're so into the avoda, the Beis Hamikdash. They made part of them by saying so many psukim about them.
Why did the art scroll choose like four specific ones, like the ones that are in the art scroll that I have, like am familiar with because of just they put them there because of these?
Which paragraphs or which
in the art scroll they chose like a few. In the same section, they didn't choose all these. Just a few. Like this one is in there, in the middle.
Yeah, because they put in the kior.
Yeah.
They put in the kior, which wash your hands, the trumas hadeshen, clear out last night.
The
korban tamid and the ketores. Those are the four you're talking about.
Yeah,
because that's the ikar in the Shulchan Aruch Chatzday. Remember, we compared that to the four things you do in the morning. Tilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzar, Birchas HaTorah, Lokai Neshama. So those four are the, you know, the karim of, now I'm ready to daven. Right? The bottom of the page, you have perhaps the most common type of karban to bring, certainly the karban nedava, is the shlomim. I mean, there are different opinions why that kind of karban is called a shlomim. The simplest explanation is that if you say it because it brings shalom between man and God, I mean, the chatas does that too. We were estranged, God, I sinned from you. Now I'm bringing the chatas. Let's get back together. Let's make shalom. I think shalom comes from the word shalem, more than shalom. Because it's shalem.
She got engaged.
You got engaged too?
Yesterday.
All right. That girl you're with? Yeah.
Mazel tov. You're on tape.
Thank you.
Okay. We won't say your name.
Yeah, awesome. Jay Kornreich.
You're a great guy, but I am not.
Okay, because it's shleimim, because it's the karban where everybody gets a little piece. Right? The Kohen gets his share. Right? The Kohen gets the chazev v'shok, a piece of the thigh, a piece of the shoulder. God gets a little some, right, on his table. The emurim are poured on the mizbeach. Right, that's the blood, fats, and what we call, in English, it's called humbles. Did you hear that word? When you say eat humble pie, it has nothing to do with humility. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with eating pie made of the humbles. The humbles are the kidneys, the heart, the lungs. They used to mash them into like a pie and then give that to the servants. So when you ate humble pie, it meant that you were...
You'll show me your love.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the reason why we offer the internal organs... Hashem, they're not eaten by the Kohen.
You know what's inside of me, God. I'm doing my best. Here I am. I'm a clean Malay Rima. I'm food for worms one day, and I'm making a claim on you. And I'm but here I am, God. I'm pouring out my innards in you. It really should be my humbles on the mizbeach. But thank you for allowing me to. But the real way that shlomim. And shlamim, if you bring shlemus, is that most of it is eaten by the balim who bring it. So you see, everybody gets a piece. And almost all the other korbanos, either no one gets anything, the ola, right? The chatos and the asham only the kohanim get, right? And that already covers most korbanos. And the shlamim, so everybody gets a piece. Kohen gets, God gets, balim. I think it's something with shlemim. But there are some Bali Musa that say, oh, okay, when everyone gets a little bit, then it brings shalom, because everyone is satisfied. In our household, where all the kids are well fed, they have clothing, and everyone gets along. Yeah, but when you start to have to the kids have to start to compete. Okay, so that's the Shlomim. Turn the page. Shlomim also has Nesachim. Okay, so that, right? So you have Nesachim like Shlomim also. Do you see where the parasha of Nesachim? He just repeats it. You see where the parasha of Nesachim is? It's very, very strange. Look on page 40. It's in Bamidbar Tesvav. You see it?
Yeah.
Very strange. All the other parashas are Vayikra, everyone. Vayikra. What is this in Bamidbar?
This one's Bamidbar.
Yeah, it's in Nesachim. Nesachim are the libations, the wine.
Oh, that's the same with, paragraph again.
Yeah, because that Ola has Nesachim and Shlomim has Nesachim. So, what's the pshat? Why did the Torah wait till Parsha Shlach? Why is the main parsha of pouring wine libations together with the meat a parsha Shlach inyan? This is beautiful, Josh. We'll close with this. Is that in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael were given everything they needed, right? And that manifests itself in three main ways. One was the man, food; the be'er, drink; and the ananim, that was responsible for all kinds, but not just the shelter from the elements, but that kept their clothing from rotting and kept their shoes from, our shoes are much better than theirs, and every 2 years your shoes are worn out. How did that not happen to them? So the ananim protected them from all that. So when the Meraglim came back from Israel with their report, the main thing that affected them was that they felt that they couldn't deserve this kind of support in Israel. We free stuff just for a short time goes a long way. This country's, I think in some places you get everything for free. So if you try to take away a little bit of the subsidies in Europe, look at Greece, they're going crazy. They're rioting and they're breaking windows all over government offices because now cottage cheese is going to cost us too much. Because when you're used to getting a lot of free stuff, it's very hard to wean yourself off that. And the Meraglim couldn't imagine themselves in Israel deserving these things. So Hashem says the three mitzvahs that immediately follow the chit of the Meraglim: libations, challah, tzitzis. To work it out. Amen.
Tzitzis is clothing. Chala is food. Libations is the bear.
Get it? I'm giving you these mitzvahs. Amen.
Those mitzvahs
remind them that when you get, and they're done in Israel. Challah min d'oraisa is done in Israel, outside of Israel. It's Zecher. Libations, of course, are one. Tzitzis is every place. You need protection every place. But they don't.
Amen.
I want you to go from being dependent children to being worthy of these things on your own. So these two mitzvahs remind us of these two protections in the desert.